Yeah, G0C, the XM0, Victor Uniform, Bravo, sorry about the double.
M0VUB, VUB, Shane. Long time no here, mate. Hope you're well. I'll just pass it over to John. Name's Paul on this end, John. QTH is North East United Kingdom in County Durham. I don't know if you know that. Quite close to Newcastle there, John. But very nice to work for the first time. Well, we're almost quarter past 11 in the evening here. So you'll be early morning for you in VK1. Operating conditions using an RPG node, just about half a watt there, John. Back to you, VK1, Juliet Tango, G0 CDX in the group. Go ahead.
G0 CDX VK1, J2. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to yourself and listeners, and I hope you guys have a good day. And yes, it is a nice day here in Canberra. I'm just running a little Anytrain D168UV and talking to a little ASL node that I put together with a compact PC and a one of those clone Shari hats. And it works pretty well. I can go all the way to the end of the block either side, and it works well, so all good and well. All right, I'll throw it back to you. Take care, look after yourselves, and we'll catch you further down the log, as they say, VK1. Juicy tomato.
Yeah, okay, John. Nice to work you for the first time. Merry Christmas, season's greetings to you, and catch up with you soon. Thanks for calling us. Okay, Shane, really nice to hear you, mate. Happy Christmas and season's greetings, as they say. Hope you're well there down in Nottinghamshire. Haven't been on Freestyle for a long time, but I thought I'd call in tonight. I was sort of hoping to catch Oscar and wish him and his family a happy Christmas, but who knows, he might pop up. But yeah, good to hear you, Shane. M0VUB. G0 CDX, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have to pause there just in case Oscar was hanging about. I'm sure he's listening. he'll love to have a QSO wheel, Paul. Yeah, you've been surely missed. You've not been on for ages on Freestyle. I know that you sort of roam about a bit, don't you, on the internet and different sort of bits and pieces, but it's nice to hear you on Freestyle, Paul. It is. Yeah, it's been busy actually. There's a net on earlier, Boxing Day net, that was on. Oscar did the Christmas Day net yesterday, between 11 and 12. I'm not sure if you called into that. But yeah, it's been pretty busy. We've been doing a lot of infrastructure updates and stuff on Freestyle over the last few weeks and whatever, so it's been a topic of conversation to a certain degree. Apologies for my digital robotic audio. I'm coming in via C4FM on YSF. So I'm not sounding the best this evening there, Paul. but yeah, other than that, it's same old on it, you know. It's becoming a bit of a beast of a thing, this Freestyle arc is, though. It's definitely growing, put it that way. But yeah, I've had a good Christmas this way. You know, family and stuff, kids, you know, all that sort of thing. It's been busy. But I'm glad to have a bit of time off work, if you know what I mean, Paul. But you ain't got to worry about that nowadays, because you're retired and you've gone up north to live the quiet life now, aren't you? Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Shane. G0 CDX returning. Yeah, no, I'm loving it. I've been up here 5 years now, Shane, would you believe it? And really enjoying it up here. You know, and retirement suits me. I was always a bit of a lazy git, but it really suits me. I'm really enjoying it. I'm more busy now than I sort of was when I was working. I mean, I haven't got time to go to work now, Shane. I'm too busy enjoying myself, so to speak. But good to hear you, mate, and I'm glad that the freestyles are doing good. I think, you know, both Freestyle and Hubnet have had their problems with certain stations and certain problems. But it's good to hear that Freestyle's doing all right. Not sure about the other one at times here with the constant keying up and stuff. But it's just people coming through through repeaters and gateways who know that they're not going to be identified causing the problems. No doubt you've got the same problem on Freestyle. But yeah, as I say, good to hear you. Haven't been about much. Been playing a bit of FT8, to be fair, for the last probably 2.5-3 years. I got into FT8 and I'm enjoying it. You're right about your audio sounds awful on that digital stuff. Yeah, I just can't get into it, Shane. I've always been an analog man. I think I've got analog ears, to be quite honest. But, you know, it is what it is. We've had a great Christmas, and we're going away in the very early part of sort of 6th of January for a nice holiday, mate. So all good. How's things been at your end, M0VUB, G0CDX?
Just for the pause call, I was trying to get in. Oh, wait a minute, I can get in via analogs. Stand by.
I was going to say, gentlemen, that All-Star is about as analog as it gets when it comes to this kind of thing, and because it's analog all the way to the telephone exchange, which is your node. And then the interconnect between the exchanges is, one of the descriptions, digital, I suppose. But back in the day, they used to run multiplexes between telephone exchange, and that was digitizing the signal and then putting it back at the other end. They also used the telecoms or the telephony codecs, the same as they use in the telephone network, within the All-Star network. Anyway, cheers, VK1JT.
Yeah, BK1J2, M0VUB. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't get any more analog than this, to be fair. And Paul, you'll probably prefer this audio than what I was on previously. Yeah, you can't get any more worse than digital, but digital to digital sounds good. When you sort of work in digital stations, crossmading it has always been that trade-off with the audio quality, unfortunately. But yeah, that's right. The back end of all this is basically just a phone exchange. It's using a PBX software called Asterisk, and and that's how we're linking repeaters and stuff together, analog repeaters, because some clever dude written a repeater logic and in an app and placed it into a PBX software, so it's naturally it sort of works. Quite lucky, really. Other than, you know, sometimes stability issues, but the All-Star Link are always constantly working on the code and stuff to sort of make it more stable. But yeah, other than that, yeah, we've had similar problems down here, Paul, with, you know, road connections and, it's just the nature of it, really. I mean, Hubnet will be, they'll be experiencing exactly the same as what we're experiencing with all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you just got to have a good team behind it all to sort of monitor it and manage it all, you know. And we're very fortunate. We've got a really good team over here. There's about 15 of us now. It's not an easy job looking after stuff like this, I tell you. I'd much rather be just an end user. Anyway, back over to you.
Yeah, okay, Shane, G0, CDX returning. Yeah, again, what you're saying about end users, mate. I think moderators and, people like yourself and Oscar that are running the systems, need praise, really, and obviously need funding, which is another big problem for these systems that are hooked up to the All-Star Group. But you're sounding much, much better now you've got the analogue there, Shane. There is, on that crossover, it never has worked. From the first time I heard a digital station on the All-Star Network, which was quite a few years back now, probably talking 6-7 years ago, I didn't like it, and it still don't sound any better, but there you go. It's sort of something you've got to learn and live with, I suppose. From your point of view, I suppose you'd rather have someone on here on the crossover than not at all. It's more traffic, so it is what it is. Well, I hope you had a good Christmas, Shane. I had a very nice Christmas, and as I said, I'm away in January. We're heading down in Singapore, so quite looking forward to that. We're doing a cruise around that part of the world. We've got 5 days in Bali as well, so quite looking forward to it all. Other than that, not a lot else reasonably well, things are not bad at my end, Shane. Good to hear you, mate. I'm not going to hang around and disappear, but I thought I'd put a little CQ call out on here and see if anyone was about. But it's great to bump into you. I ain't spoken to you for probably a year or so. Good to hear you, Shane. Back to you to wrap it up. M0VUB, G0CDX.
Yeah, 0VUB. Returning. Yep, no problem, Paul. I can't believe how time flies. It didn't feel like a year ago since I spoke to you. Might have been bit less than a year, but it's, you know, either way, time flies, doesn't it? It does fly. But yeah, nice to hear you, and it sounds like you've got a very eventful a few months ahead of you when it comes to getting on some holidays. I do envy you. I'm supposed to be going on holiday next year, actually. For the first time in a couple of years, we do normally go away abroad, but we haven't done this year and last year, so we're looking forward to a bit of sunshine. I think we're going to Ibiza next year, which should be good. The quiet part of Ibiza, if you know what I mean, not the party side of the island, but. Yeah, looking forward to that. And, well, you'll have to come on again, Paul. You definitely have to come on more often. because I say, we're only joking about, you know, UBnet and all that lot. We're not really too bothered. It's just banter, tongue-in-cheek, if you know what I mean. Anyway, Paul, catch you in a bit. Cheers for now, and have a very happy new year when it comes. Cheers for now, Paul. Zero Victory Uniform, bravo.
Yeah, okay, Shane, G0CDX returning. Well, I think for as long as...